with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting there have been more suspicious packages sent to elections officials.
The FBI says it is investigating suspicious packages that have been sent to or received by elections officials in more than a dozen states. There are no immediate reports of injuries or that any of the packages contained hazardous material, but they have caused evacuations in some cases. The latest packages were sent to officials in Indiana, New York, Massachusetts, Missouri, and other states. It's the second time in the past year that suspicious packages have been mailed to elections officials in multiple states. And comes as early voting has begun in several states ahead of November's elections. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Senate Republicans blocked a Democratic bill to provide a so-called nationwide right to IVF treatments.
Donald Trump has called himself a leader on IVF.
We want more babies.
But a vote to establish a nationwide right to IVF did not get the 60 votes needed to move forward. Texas Republican Ted Cruz voted no.
It's designed to backdoor and federalize broad abortion legislation.
Before the vote, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer expected Republicans to not support the IVF bill.
Further proof they stand against the well-being of families.
In a statement, Vice President Kamala Harris said Republicans in Congress have once again made clear they will not protect access to the fertility treatments many couples need to fulfill their dream of having a child. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Secret Service is under scrutiny again, this time after a gunman hid in the shrubs along the fence of former President Donald Trump's golf course for 12 hours. The man didn't get a shot off, but critics question how he could be just several hundred yards away from Trump, especially after his security was beefed up. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 15 points. This is SRN News. Who are the nuns?
They are the growing segment of the U.S. population that, when asked what their religious affiliation is, they answer none. The Public Religion Research Institute reports that they now represent 27% of America, but they're not mostly atheists. In fact, only 5% are atheists, another 5% are agnostics, and the rest of them, 17%, just say they are not followers of any particular faith. PRRI says they're most likely to live in the far west and are predominantly white, Democrat, and millennial. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district in Northeast Florida must put back in libraries 3 dozen books as part of a settlement with students and parents. The agreement ends a lawsuit that argued the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law that allows parents to get pornographic and obscene books out of school libraries. This is SRN News. The U.S. Coast Guard says it tracked a group of Russian naval vessels as they crossed into U.S. waters off Alaska.
It was an apparent effort to avoid sea ice, something that is allowed under international rules and customs. The Coast Guard says the Russian vessels consisted of 2 submarines, a frigate, and a tugboat. The encounter took place northwest of Point Hope. A Coast Guard cutter crew witnessed the Russian vessels cross the maritime boundary and venture 30 miles inside the U.S. exclusive economic zone. Rich Thomason reporting.
Soldiers have dropped sandbags from military helicopters to reinforce river embankments and evacuated residents as the worst flooding in years spreads across Central Europe. The floods were critical in Poland on Tuesday, even as waters began to recede in other battered countries, including the Czech Republic and Austria. More details at srnnews.com.